the villains are your friends. Sure, they sell you the coffee, legislate your laws, look over your mortgages, make sure that your country looks all green and sparkling. Potholes are filled, schools are running. Ah, the villains. As I throw away my wadded up white wrapper around my chorizo burrito from yesterday, I think, I like these kinds of villains. Those that give me the tasty Mexican meat, a little bit of egg and processed cheese in the middle of a little burrito to enjoy at the top of the morning. Send me over the hump, something the V8 or the water can't do. And then I surface back to the villains that run things. Everywhere you look, villains. And they're all your friends. They're ready to take your money. They're going to be nice. They're going to wink. They're going to smile. And if you're single, maybe they'll sex you up a bit. The bottom line is, we're all a little land of villains. And the good that spokes out aren't going to be the Christians. They're probably going to be the ambivalent atheists that are really truly looking out for the curdle in your cottage cheese and the wiv and wane of your yogurt cup. And at the end of the day, the only ones that aren't going to be villains are the children. Not just yours, but all the children. Float and flop around like little flower petals in the wind, with the rainbow in their color and the kick in their pep. The only villains around are those that aren't children. Flick your heels there. Slip on into fantasy world.